Our LISD Athlete of the Week is here in studio with us, and it'll give us a little extra time to talk with him. And without any more delay, our LISD Athlete of the Week from Lenawee Christian High School, basketball, boys basketball, Jackson Salenbein. Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Good. Doing well. Well, continuing, and you probably get this a lot, continuing the family tradition of excellent play for the basketball program at Lenawee Christian. I can't imagine, you know, as a little guy, you watched your sisters play. You know, you probably sat there and thought, that's going to be me someday. And, you know, I'm sure that was a goal of yours as a younger kid and you know, say, I want to be as good or better than my sisters.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome getting to see them play. They actually played at the same gym we played in quarters at. So just trying to follow in their footsteps and be as good as they were, yeah, it's just always been a goal of mine.
Yeah.
Jackson, tell us a little bit about, I know you've been a really good player for a long time, but how did you improve this year? Was there something in your game that you really spent a lot of time at to get better at?
Yeah, definitely my jump shot. I shot 20-some percent from three last year, and this year I was over 40.
Wow, that's a big improvement.
Yeah, that was something that I really focused on this offseason with my dad and Coach Summer, and something I think I really improved on.
I used to think when we started the three-point shot that if you were 35 and under, you're kind of maybe somebody that shouldn't be shooting a lot of them. Any more, the standard I think is well above 35. Mm-hmm. That if you're not shooting well over that, you shouldn't be taking a lot of them. And if you are, you pretty much got the green light. Did you have the green light to pretty much shoot the three?
We had three guys over 40%.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We all hit over 53s this year, so it's hard to guard for other teams.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your team so we don't forget. I know you don't want to leave some of those guys out that really gave you guys a conference championship and a deep run in the tournament.
Yeah, we had two seniors starting who were a huge part of our team, Aiden Collins and Seth Davis. We're going to miss them huge. And then the rest of our seniors kind of joined basketball late or took some years off, and that's kind of how it is at a small school. You know, you take what you can get. And Parker Bell was huge for us, Gabe Miller and Brenner. Those were three guys that came off the bench. And then the rest of the guys were just energy guys all year. We had eight seniors. So.
Wow.
That's 8 of our 12 are seniors. It's big to lose them, but we're going to have a lot of roles to fill.
What will your basketball be like, and what was it like last summer? I'm assuming AAU you played.
Yep.
And did some things with your team, obviously. But tell us about what your summer will look like.
Yeah, June is obviously school basketball, so we do a lot of shootouts and college stuff. And then I'll go to a lot of elite camps for colleges, and then travel basketball. I got a few options for travel basketball. I haven't committed to a team yet. That's kind of what my summer looks like.
So what do you need to do between now and next year? I mean, what do you think? Do you already have some things that you really want to work on, or do you want to? Obviously, you want to attract some college attention. I mean, you're probably going to go play at the next level. Mm-hmm. What's your goal and your plan for the summer?
Get bigger. I got to get stronger. That's the difference between me and a college player right now, the size and the strength. So that's going to be something I'm working on all offseason.
Okay. I used to tell my players, and still do, that you don't get better just because you become a senior or from one year to the next. You get better because you work at getting better. So, have a good plan and have you had some attention from some schools already?
Yeah, just some smaller schools. A couple of Division II last year, and then it's just some NAIs this year.
Well, and as you said, if you get stronger, that I would think that's going to create more notice. Before we go to, we'll have to take a quick break here in just a second, but scoring 1,000 points on a personal level, I would guess that was a goal of yours coming into the season. How did it feel to actually be in that moment, in that game when, you hit that milestone?
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't exactly know right where I was at, but it's just a credit to my teammates. I know it's cliche, but teams can't just double team me all game because we have people everywhere. And I've said before, we have shooters everywhere, and we have a big man who's capable. So it's tough to guard us. Just a credit to my teammates.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great way to look at it, is you didn't get there alone.
Yeah.
You have to finish plays and score buckets, but someone's got to get you the ball sometimes, or set a screen, or, kick a rebound out to you, and they're all part of it, that's for sure. All right, let's take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back after this from the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
Unlock a world of opportunity with the Lenawee Intermediate School District's Japanese Exchange Program. This unique program invites current 6th and 7th grade students from Lenawee County to host Japanese students from Moriyama, and in return, travel to Japan themselves. Experience vibrant Japanese culture, create lifelong friendships, and broaden your horizons. Applications are open until April 30th. Don't miss out on this unforgettable journey. For more information, visit lisd.us today.
And welcome back inside the cave. John Roberts and Mark Comstock here. Also joining us in studio today, our LISD Athlete of the Week, Jackson Salenbein of the Lenawee Christian Cougars boys basketball program. And, Jackson, during the break, we talked a little bit about some of your other sports. You are a member of the football team for the Cougars. How does that help you as a basketball player to be part of the football program as well? Go ahead.
I think I also, the strength piece, I got stronger going to all the football workouts, and just physically, you have to be physical to play football, obviously. And then building chemistry with the guys, a lot of the football guys chose to come out to play basketball when some of us decided to play football. So that was a big key for us to build that chemistry before going into season.
Absolutely.
Do you do anything in the spring sports-wise?
Just travel basketball.
Yeah.
I did long jump my freshman year. I don't know.
Well, three sports is a lot. And, of course, if you want to I like guys to play at least two. But if you want to continue to play basketball, that spring is an important time because you're getting ready for another season, really, in the summer. So I get that piece. Tell us a little bit about your coaches. I know that you'd be remiss if you didn't mention some of the things that they've done for you.
Yeah, Coach Summers, our head coach, he's been really good all my 3 years so far. Our offense is really hard to stop. He lets us play. Not a lot of structured. We have structure when we need it, but he really lets us use our skills and play without,
doesn't stress restrict out, you. Right.
So, and then we had three assistants: Kirk, Coach Holbein, and then my dad, Coach Salenbein. They've all been awesome, helping with practices. And my dad stays at the end of the bench and tries to take care of me.
Who gets on you for your defense?
My dad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of where I hang my hat in coaching. But guys like you that can score, and guys that they're always on them. Like hey, don't forget about that other end. Yep. You got to guard somebody. And do you think there's some things that you need to work on the defensive end? I mean, obviously the strength piece always comes in handy if you can. As big as you are, I'm sure you have to play some bigger forwards and that kind of thing. But what do you think you need to work on defensively?
Lateral quickness is another thing along with the strength piece. And then just going hard for 32 minutes on the defensive end. Sometimes it's easy to go hard on offense, but just making sure every single possession you only get so many going hard defensively.
Yeah, that lateral quickness is always a big one for me. We our teams and teams that I've coached, we've spent a lot of time on that lateral quickness. And in the off season, because you're going to have to, at the next level, guard guys that are a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And the game now, as you know, it's a lot of dribble, drive, and kick. And if you can't keep that person in front of you, it really puts a lot of stress on the other players. But go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, obviously, junior year done. Goals for your senior year. Have you thought about it yet? Or
Okay. Get back to where we were this year. Winning a district and a regional was awesome. I hope we can do it again. And just bringing along the younger guys, because losing eight players, we're going to have guys who are more inexperienced and need to be brought along. But just using our senior leadership to bring them along, I think, is a big goal of mine.
Awesome. When,
in the district tournament, I'm sure you were prepared to play Summerfield. And a little bit of a shocker there that they got beat. And it would have been a rematch of the teams that split during the regular season. Were you at the game when they lost, or did you find out about it after?
Yeah, we played at the 5:30 game, and then we stayed for the 7 game, and we were there for the whole game. BD got them like they got us last year. You got to prepare for them. You can't look ahead. And just great game plan.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was a little bit surprised. Yep. Everybody,
yeah, I think there was a lot of anticipation for that third LCS Summerfield game.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else.
Well,
I appreciate you coming in. It was kind of a last-minute notice, and I knew this week would be tough for a couple of our people that were nominated that they may not be all excited about talking about their season after ending, but we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
and
thank you guys for having me.
And you got a great attitude. You're gonna be highly recruited, and we wish you the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you when you visit your sister.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson Salenbein of the Lenawee Christian Cougars boys basketball program, our LISD Athlete of the Week.